Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 152 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 21st of January 2024. Today's programme will seem fairly random as I have chosen tracks from CDs numbered 15 to 30 in my collection. I began my collection when I started teaching regularly around 2010, and over the years have acquired a huge number of back numbers to fill in gaps while buying most new ones which have been produced. In the early days, I concentrated on building up a library which would cover most programmes being set at that time. The 16 CDs for today's programme include two by Colin Dewar, two by George Meikle, and three by Neil Barron. But I have deliberately chosen only one track from each band today for maximum variety. We'll begin with Orkinellan Jig, which was devised by Alice McLean, who also devised Scott Meikle. So it is no surprise that George Meikle and the Lothian Band included this dance on Highlander Music Volume 10. Ones and twos set, right hand across, and ones cast off into reflection reels of three on the side. Then half figures of eight, and a three-couple chase halfway sets everyone up for half-diagonal rights and lefts twice. George Meikle also wrote the named tune. Thank you. Coccinelle and Jig by George Meikle, and three traditional tunes, The Banks of the Allen, Academy Jig, and The Lads a Dunce. Next, we turn to a compilation CD from the RSCDS in 2002 for leaflet dances, and the track for the Saltire Society reel is from Bobby Crowe and his Scottish Dance Band.
Thank you.
The name tune for the Saltire Society reel is by Bill Clement, and Bobby Crowe followed that with three traditional tunes: Highland Lassie Going to the Fair, Highland Laddie, and The Wee Man at the Loom. One CD I was pleased to add to my collection was The Complete Caledonian Ball by Rob Gordon and his band, as I used to dance to Rob Gordon when I was a teenager. The Caledonian Ball Volumes 1 to 4 were LPs, each with 9 or 10 tracks, but the 25-track cassette and CD released in 1988 was not, as I assumed, a digital version of the best of those LPs, but was instead all new recordings from the band. We will hear the Byron Strass Bay, devised by John Drury in 1975, with its own tune by Andrew Rankin. Three couples, Petronella, set and turn two hands back to place. Then with twos as dancing couple and going to their right, right hand across and left hand at the other end. Twos in promenade hold dance a rail of three across with the ones and finish above the ones with the three stepping in for a three couple allemande to finish 3-1-2. Gordon played The Byron Strass Bay by Andrew Rankin, Glen Nevis Barn Dance by Jimmy Ritchie, and Chrissy Forsyth by Rob Gordon. Quite a few of the CDs today are from the Highlander Music Collection, of which there were 14, each from a different band, and they provide excellent examples of all the big names who were playing from 1996 for about 10 years. We've already heard from Volume 10, George Meikle, and now we'll hear from Ian Holmes and his band with Ian Powery. This track has two chords and is for Campbelltown Lock, a 4x48 bar jig by Roy Clowes. Holmes and his band, with Ian Powery, played the Glendaroll Highlanders, which was composed about 1860 by Alexander Fettes, pipe major of the City of Aberdeen Volunteers Regiment. This was followed by Kirkwall Bay by Jimmy Shand, Dr. Ross's 50th Welcome to the Argyleshire Gathering by pipe major Donald MacLeod, and Dr. J.G. Hunter of Altby by Alistair Downey. I've chosen the next dance, a medley, purely for its name, The Glittering Caves, by Ian Boyd of New Zealand. It is one of those chop-and-change medleys every 16 bars, which I dislike, and musicians aren't keen either. Although I'm sure there was a reason for making it a medley, the dance would work in any single tempo. Once and two, set and Petronella, then turn right-hand three-quarters and half-right-hand across. Then three couples circle round and back. One's now in second place, set advancing and turn first corners right hand to the centre line, then repeat with second corners. The last eight bars are reels of three on opposite sides and cross right hand. This is from Highlander Music Volume 11 by Roy Hendry and his Scottish Dance Band. Sorry for fading that out, but I think we got the idea. The tunes were Lord Ramsay, Victoria Hornpipe, Bonnie Charlie, The Devil and Reel, Morag Hutton's Strathspey, Bog McMath's Reel, Corrie Gill's, and Fancy Hornpipe. Now, the rest of our dances today are RSCDS adopted, some of them only recently, but they have all stood the test of time. We had Campbellton Lock by Roy Clowes, and now The Nurseryman by Stephen Brown, which was devised in 1988 in memory of Roy Clowes, and adopted by the RSCDS in Book 37. This recording is actually from the RSCDS compilation CD, Scottish Reflections, which was released in 1996 to include tracks previously sold to us by them when the dances were adopted. This recording, by Fiddlers 3 plus 2, for instance, is from RSCDS Book 37, Fra Air the Airts, Volume 2. Fiddlers 3 plus 2 played four William Marshall tunes for the nurseryman, Miss Macpherson Grant's Jig of Ballindalloch, Miss Stewart of Bombay, Miss Hannah of Elgin, and Miss Gordon of Park. And our 8 times through Strathbay is from RSCDS Book 36 for Air the Eights Volume 1. Alistair Hunter recorded the original LP for this, but I have the CD version by Ian MacPhail and his band. When I came back into dancing in 2008, this was my first introduction to Set and Link for Three, yet another formation which had been invented in my 18-year sabbatical. Thank you. Seven old tunes there for Ian MacPhail for Gang the Same Gait, beginning and ending with Mrs. Dalziel by Nathaniel Gow, Neil Gow's Recovery, Mrs. Young's Strathspey, Mrs. Baird of Newbeth, Lady Loudon, Miss Ross, and Mrs. Oliphant of Cowdie Strathspey. Now another from that RSCDS Recent Greatest Hits CD, Scottish Reflections, but this time from Andrew Rankin and his band, with the Earl of Mansfield, a John Drury 4x48 bar reel devised in 1980 and published by the RSCDS as a leaflet dance in 1981. The Earl of Mansfield's March is by John McEwan, and the other two tunes are traditional, the Braemar Highlanders and the March to the Battlefield. Staying with John Drury, we will have another of his three couple Strathspeys, Cherrybank Gardens. The gardens to the west of Perth were created in 1984 by Bell's Whiskey Company, as home to Europe's largest collection of heathers. John Drury wrote the dance in 1991, and in 2002, the garden was gifted to Scotland's Garden Trust. In 2004, the Trust proposed a huge redevelopment, but failed to secure funding, and by 2007, the garden was being closed and became derelict. A sad end, though at least the memory lives on for Scottish dancers, especially after the RSCDS recognised its enduring popularity in 2019 with inclusion in Popular Dances Volume 2. The recording for this is from the Colin Dewar Trio on Special Requests Volume 1 from 1996. Tune for Cherrybank Gardens is Kaluna by Jim Berry. Then Colin Dewar played Sister Thompson's Strass Bay by Billy Anderson and Heather Dewar's Strass Bay by John Renton. Now jig time again, and track one on Highlander Music Volume 1, Ian Powery's Farewell to Octorada, as played by Sandy Nixon and his band. Thank you. The familiar tune is West Kirkton, which was the name of the Powry farm, by John McGregor, and then Mr. and Mrs. T.M. Robertson by Ian MacPhail. Our last dance is to a track I use very often. The official dance is None So Pretty, but it was the requested recording for Mrs. Stuart Linnell when John Bailey wrote that dance, and this particular recording by Neil Barron and his band on Highlander Music Volume 2 is my favourite. So, you can dance None So Pretty, which was first published in 1816, or Mrs. Stuart Linnell, which was devised in 1976 for John Bailey's daughter's wedding, and which won a place in Imperial Book 3, which were dances winning a competition by ISTD, the Imperial Society of Teachers of Dance.
Thank you.
tune was Johnny in Nethermains by Neil Gow. Then Neil Barron played the Lassegowrie and two of his own tunes, George Darling's Reel and the Merlion. Now, I said that was our last dance, but we are going to play out today with the pipes and drums of the Royal Scots, playing the Reel of the Royal Scots, which is a dance commissioned from the RSCDS and devised by Roy Goldring to celebrate the 350th anniversary in 1983 of Scotland's oldest regiment. Along with all the other Scottish regiments, the Royal Scots have been merged into the Royal Regiment of Scotland, with most of its traditions being carried on by the 1st Battalion. This track was added to one of those reissue CDs, of which we have had a couple today. So, thanks as usual to Ewan and Andy. Thank you all for joining me. And next week, we might have a bit of Burns. Bye!